Welcome to Women Leading the Way radio show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations, and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Hey, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Women Lead Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I today sound a little happier than I am, I have to admit. This is just such challenging times that we are in as women in business, and I'm delighted because our leading lady today is someone I'm very fond of as a colleague and a friend, and someone also that is an expert in just all things health and wellness. So our leading lady today, and welcome, is Eva Venieri. She's the founder of the Elevate Institute, and we're going to kind of dish and discuss about, oh my gosh, what's going on in the world and how we can, I hope, keep a sense of wellness and normalcy on what's going on in the world. So Eva, welcome, and say hello to our listeners. Who, what a great topic.
I'm excited to be here. I sound a little lackluster in comparison to how I really feel. This seems like such a big topic, but I'm really excited to jump in and talk about it.
Excited too, just because I think, you know, this is what I see right now. And for, you know, full disclosure, it's like in the timing of this show, it's like we've got, you know, the world order is just going crazy with the coronavirus. And I think as businesswomen, you and I both, and all of our listeners who are professional women or women owners or executive women, my gosh, what, you know, the kind of state of the union, if you will, or the world is that we're either working at home remotely, we are not working because we're out of work because our employers or companies have shut down, or we're small business owners and we're kind of hanging on to what we hope in the next few weeks or months is not going to be the huge business impact we think it might. So, I mean, laying all that on the table, is there anything light going on? That's what I want to know. We're all just, this is like heavy stuff, Eva. I'm like, we're on here today, we're laughing, but it's like, I'm laughing and I want to cry, you know? I mean, it's just breaking my heart. I want to share one of my favorite businesses where I live in Southern California. One of my favorites just, you know, decided they had to shut down, and it's a spa. You know, they do hair and, you know, all kinds of skincare and body care works. And it's just devastating because, you know, the kind of company line is that they don't think they might qualify for SBA disaster assistance. And I'm like, that just can't be. But somewhere they got information that said they can't. And I think, you know, my question to you in starting all this with just these heavy, heavy things going on along with, you know, the really positivity in the news, how do we as women kind of like navigate this, you know, from mind, body, and spirit? Because we're all about ready to lose our chunks, I think, is what's happening right now.
Well,
and that's,
yes,
that's
and
a visual nobody wants, right?
And I'm a highly visual person. So you just gave me something to laugh at. But I think it's important. Yeah, I think it's really important to keep our sense of humor in all of this. It doesn't have to be all doom and gloom. And just, I mean, just to ride the curtails of what you're saying, things are closing down. Some things are not working. More people are on the internet. And so I'm trying to do the work that I've always done, which is remote work. I use the internet. I use Zoom. My calls are all, you know, remote. So now everybody's on it, and I'm having to share my resources. So I'm in the middle of answering a question on Zoom in a podcast, and I get digitized, you know, out. So I'm like,
yeah, because everybody's on the internet, right?
Right.
We're using up our resources.
Exactly. Even in Facebook and Instagram over in Europe have downscaled their service of what do you call it, video, from high definition to standard, so that they can accommodate everybody who is streaming. Now is not the best time for your TV to go out, which has happened to me on Friday, but it's an opportunity because here's the cool thing. It's interesting what I'm watching happen around me. I have some people, this duality Some people are very highly stressed out. Oh, my God, I can't believe what's happening. And other people are like, yeah, this gives me an opportunity to reassess what I want to do. I'm at a place in life anyways. Or, hey, I could be of service in a way that's obvious to me. Why don't I do something right now? And it doesn't have to be a now until forever change in what you do. It's just a now for right now so that you can be of service where it's needed. Because if you don't step up and do what you think is obvious, then someone else is missing out on your help. And, I mean, just to that point in a very, very, very small way, I reached out to my sister, and she's a organizer for homes. And I said, you won't believe this, you know, it's half kvetch. And I said, my TV just went out. And she goes, oh, my one of my clients, she has a huge one in her garage, and we didn't have room to take it. Let me see if she still has it.
Oh, my gosh. Nice.
Right. So it's generosity and being able to hear each other out and see what we have to offer. And this lady, she's kind enough. She says, I'm going to, you know, look into where I was going to put it. I probably won't. You can most likely have it. And I realize that's all a lot of non-committalness right there, but I'm going to find out. So it's an opportunity to reassess and also come together in a way that's helpful. But how can we help each other right now? Yeah. So, and that's going to be a little harder to do. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm just saying this is such interesting because, you know, I think for so many women, this is what I found, is that women, you know, we hear this, right? We hear the stay positive. It's like focus on others. It's like, you know, look at what you have in abundance, right? Be grateful. You know, those kinds of things. And those are so great when you hear them. I think it's the challenge of, and this is where, just even for how you deal with it, and I'd love to pipe in, but it's when we're alone with our own thoughts that we start to get that fear, doubt, worry, and we make bad decisions about bad behaviors, meaning we start to get the negative mindset. We drink too much. We eat too much. We're like starting to feel a little like Eeyore and, you know, maybe kind of close ourselves off to, you know, what could be, you know, kind of mental health. I'm just curious what, you know, you would suggest to people, because it's when we're alone with our heads that we start to get in that head trash mode. Like, this is great, but when women walk away from hearing either good news or bad news, then how do we handle ourselves when our mind starts talking to us? I think that's the mental health piece that is driving all of us a little buggy right now.
Well, it's kind of a similar advice that I have to people who have a sweet tooth. And when they're at the grocery store, the point is to not buy food that you have the greatest weakness to, so it's not in the house. So when it comes to what you're thinking about, it's having a little bit greater control over what you allow to pass from the conception point to the I believe that point in your mind. And this is the only place where we have full control over anything, really. But the truth and reality is that it's what you think is really up to you and you alone. And there is so much social construct and around what others think, especially family, those that we have obligations to. And wouldn't it be something if we could take this time right now when we are supposed to be practicing social distancing to do it and face those demons and face those fears rather than fearing your personality? Why not learn what to embrace about it? And
yeah,
that's big work. It is, but it's so worth doing. And especially when you're allowing yourself to take in some news, and as it was shared with us, when were we all together on our call? Was it Thursday, Wednesday, last week? It might have been over the weekend.
It was actually Friday.
Friday, thank you. The days blend together right
Time
now.
Time passes. Yeah, it all has blended. I'm like, what day is it? You might want to tell people what we're talking about. So we got to tell people what we were talking about. We had a virtual happy hour for our association on Friday. And it was, I mean, I want to know, this is what's really funny. My head an hour before was going, oh, my God, what if nobody shows up? You know what I mean? Because I'm the one that hosted it. I'm the one that put it out there. Yeah. And I'm thinking, you know, everybody's got their stuff going on. Why would anybody want to show up? And it was like, seriously, I started kicking myself, you know, mentally inside my head going, why would I think that? Because watching people pop on one after one after one after one to about, you know, 20 or 25 people was just, you know, that was heartening to me, because in a great way, because I went, wow, you know, we're all kind of in the same space. But, you know, that whole mental mindset an hour before was I was getting that head trash in my head.
Yeah.
And it's like, but I couldn't make a break from it. I'm curious how you deal with that. Like, it's nice to say, okay, just say no to chocolate. First of all, you can't get toilet paper, but you can get chocolate online. I just want you to know, and that's me telling the world, you can get chocolate easily delivered within 2 hours if that can come to you. But toilet paper is another issue. So that said, yes, how do you make that mental break of knowing what you should do versus what your head is telling you it wants to do from a bad behavior standpoint?
Well, I have a belief system that supports anything that comes into my head that I've taken action on already, which is if it wasn't a good idea, it wouldn't have come to me. And that sounds a little bit grandiose, but the idea is if you've come into alignment with an idea that's meant to serve others, and then you were in a place to take that first step and take an action, which you did. You're like, oh, this is what I want to do. And I have a desire to meet my own need, you know, and then maybe others also want to, you know, express a desire to get together and socialize as well as best we can. And this is a new way to do it. Why don't we give it a try? And I think that this is now uncharted territory. And when it's uncharted territory, we're not used to it. We have no confidence in previous outcomes. Like, do you ever have that moment of doubt when you set a new meeting for a luncheon?
No.
Personally?
Right. Interesting.
No. So, yeah.
Right.
No. So it's a road traveled. When you're doing something new, now you're in a place that is absolutely new. Everything is completely brand new. You're forging a new way. And I find myself in this position a lot because I have crazy ideas. That was part of my suit talk, right? I'm a lady with a lot of ideas, and I tend to percolate. And so, right, so that's kind of me. And I've come to a place where I'm really comfortable not having any proof that what I'm doing is going to work. And that just is a muscle that I've built. And this was a good opportunity. And this is where I go back to what I first said. It's like, now is a good time to reassess. So if what you're used to doing is very confident and it doesn't set you outside of your comfort zone, maybe it's time to find something that does. And I think I can see the beauty in all of this. Because I've often said, I wonder what would happen to global warming if we all decided to just sit still for a minute. And look what's happening.
Wow.
Yeah. So we have an opportunity here that is unique, absolutely. And I was talking about that on Facebook. Like, this is history in the making. Can we see the beauty in this for just a moment? And I'm not dismissing the fact that, yes, it's from a virus and people are getting seriously ill, and yes, there are deaths from it. And not to make light of any of that. It's the, what's the result? How are we coming through this and out of it? And I'm seeing the best in people. And I think that's a choice too. We can see the worst. I know that today, this is Monday, we are having the troops come in, the National Guard, to Los Angeles, New York, and one other city, and I can't remember. But we're all going to be
Washington.
Thank you. You are right. And our grocery stores are going to be guarded, which I'm like, good, because last time I was there, I felt a little bit like, you know, if anybody goes squirrely, we're all screwed. So it just was.
Wow.
I think it's a good move. Yeah.
But it's interesting what you're saying. It's like, and again, I want people to know more about you and the Elevate Institute. I mean, this is you and I not just kind of like wonking on, you know, a topic. It's like you deal with this. You're in the health and wellness space. And it's interesting because as you were talking earlier, I was thinking, you know, it's been interesting for me about this whole kind of, you know, stay at home, you know, mandate, which I was working at home before. But now that I'm told I have to stay at home, it's like, you know, my head is going, oh, but I want to be out. Oh, but I want to go. You know what I mean? It's like I'm told not to as a child. Now I want to be out, which is interesting because that's something you have to learn how to shut down. But this is what's been working for me is that I'm a creature of schedule. And, you know, last week when we had to literally postpone two of our largest awards events for the year to later in the year because of the coronavirus, it was like I had, you know, three free days last week and this week. Not, I mean, free is in the words that it's like I didn't have, you know, hour by hour, half hour by half hour scheduled of insanity of what I had to get done before our events. And then, of course, the day of the event was like empty. It was almost like not having a schedule tore me into craziness, because for me, I need to be scheduled. And that wasn't a reality for me until later in the week when I went, oh my gosh, you know, I'm going to work best even in this new normal if I schedule things in, because that's how I roll best. So I think, you know, I'm coming back to saying each of us are different, but maybe if we realize some people are more of a free spirit. Like for me, I would have to schedule, which I have 1 hour of just free mind time. I have to schedule that, which is ridiculous, but that's how my best behavior works. When I'm not scheduled, I start to unravel. So I'm curious about you. Are you more of a free spirit, or how does somebody maybe identify, you know, how they roll and how they work best? Because that was a big aha for me last week. If it's on the calendar, I'll get it done. If it's not on the calendar,
right,
I don't get anything done. I'm the Lola. I'm all over, like spaghetti.
Well, and I'm all over too, but I also know that I live by my calendar. So if it's not on my calendar, it doesn't happen. Not to say that at times I don't wave at deadlines as they pass by. So I have to be careful not to
right,
do that.
Right, right. Wave at them.
I was given an opportunity to reassess things when Peru closed their borders. Of course, everyone closed their borders eventually, but I'm supposed to be right now in this very moment in Peru, right, with my company, the Illumination Tours. And we had to pivot and say, okay, let's reschedule from now until June. Great. So now we've all done that. And I got to say, it was amazing how smooth and with ease and flow that transition occurred from everybody who was attending to the person who, the owner of the retreat center. So all of those things happened very simply and easily. As a result, my calendar too is completely empty this week. And I went,
Yeah,
what,
a little bit.
What should I fill this with? And for me, I find it's a circulating of this type of energy, the energy between being completely locked into a schedule and allowing my personal, my sensibilities, if you will, allowing that some space to breathe by not being scheduled to do something. Because when we are always scheduled to do something, it raises the level of stress in the body. And people often confuse stress with drama. Drama is not whether or not, I always say this one thing, it may be a little tactless right now, but I say whether or not your boyfriend or your husband knows about your boyfriend. It's like, that is drama. But when it comes to stress, it's about the relationship of your chemistry inside your body. And when we're always scheduled to do something, we get stuck into the state that's called sympathetic dominance. And that is the precursor to inflammation, which everybody says inflammation is the precursor. And I'm like, it's what's under it. It's how we handle our emotional and mental state. It's everything's mental, right? So if we let those moments of I can see that I have a thought that is a little bit causing me to have an emotional reaction, test it. Is this truth, or is this just buddy trying to affect me? And that is a test that it takes practice. You're not going to get it the first month or two that you make a decision to follow up on that. It's going to be a lifestyle that you live inside your head. You know, it's not a nail salon you go to, but it's just as much of a habit. So,
right.
Yeah, it's recognizing what you're thinking that's allowing you to feel a certain way. And if you don't like how you're feeling, then look at what you're thinking. And this is, yes, part of physiology, because our greatest, what is that called? We go to get our prescriptions there, pharmacy, is right in our body. It's built in. And everything we think creates an effect, an emotional effect that then creates some sort of physiology in the body. So that's where I come into play, is like people knock on my door when they've let that process go a little bit too far for too long, too many people pulling on them, not having really good boundaries to say no when they should, not giving themselves personal time, not making sure that they have self-care involved, not making sure that they're doing self-pampering, not letting as women, you know, if we have husbands who are not so much partners but want us to have dinner on the table at a certain time, in addition to building a business and an empire, it's like, that's an awful lot. And so it's like finding that balance helps us create a sensation of feeling good. And it's an ever-achieving thing. It's not something that you achieve and you're done once, tick it off, okay, I'm done. It's something that you're ever presently trying to achieve. Balance is a myth. Let me put it that way.
Yeah, I hate that word. I almost hate that word. I'm like, there is no balance. I'm like, no, there's choices. That's what it is.
Yes, yeah, it is choices that meet your current need. And as long as you don't go too far to an extreme that's not serving you, then you're good. And it's like, how do you know what's not serving you? Because you're hurting. That's the difference. If you're not enjoying it, then there's something off. That's all.
Disruption. It's also disruption. And nobody, we get so regimented in what we do that the disruption is what's causing the worry, right? I think many women, you know, that I've been talking to, and again, I talk to women every day, all day, and what I'm hearing is that it's not so much of today or this week, it's the worry over the future. And I think that is what's, for so many of us right now, it's that unknown, you know. But here's the comfort I think that all of us can have, and then I want to ask you about the Elevate Institute and your background, and that is, it's interesting where when we feel like we have a sense of belonging somewhere, you know, that's where it's like, if you're a woman out there and you're listening to us, it's like, you know, reach out to somebody that may not necessarily be a friend. You know, reach out to somebody as a colleague or someone else that it's like, you know, you're thinking of. It doesn't have to be a family member even. I just feel, man, that place where we all belong and feel like we can be heard and have others understand where we're coming from, that is the sense of comfort for me. Now, it's also a little bit of worry because we're all in the same boat and we're worried about the same things, but I'm curious your thought on it, because that's been kind of my take is, you know, from what we do in CWI is to bring women together and just, again, let's converse, let's have those discussions where we're all thinking the same things and we all have to get through this, whether it's together or not, but at least that understanding of each other helps comfort a lot of us. Thoughts?
Yeah. Yeah. I think finding out what brings you comfort and joy and healing, a sense of self-healing, is really important. I know one person who believes that 17 hugs a day is what he needs in order to feel complete. For me, I need meaningful conversation. And right now I'm in my glory because people want to have this meaningful conversation. They want to connect, and we have no other choice either. But it is. It's about finding what makes you have that sense of, I feel my cup is full, right? That metaphoric cup. Yeah.
That and Hallmark movies, I think, are what we need to pay attention to. I think the Hallmark movie channel, along with Zoom, would be the two things I would put my money in right now, invest money in. Oh, my God. Hey, I want to hear a little bit about the Elevate Institute. I mean, tell us about, you know, you, what you do with the Elevate Institute, because you're on here, you know, again, lovely, you're awesome and wonderful, but you also have some nice credentials, and this is your lane. So what is the Elevate Institute?
Elevate Institute is all about rebuilding the body at a core level so that you can overcome the stress and drama of life with ease and grace. And I do that through nutritional balancing, which seems a little bit
which I'm on, by the way, which
said,
I'm on.
Yes. Yes,
there
absolutely.
Is no balance.
But I mean, no, there is no balance, right? It's all about creating the relationship of the minerals in the body and supporting, in this case, especially right now, the immune system. And rather than looking for some sort of an immediate pill or a vaccine, look, again, the body has the best pharmacy ever, 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 ever made. And it's designed to heal if you give the body what it needs. And so I, in response to all of this, I realized there is not enough time for everyone to send me in their hair sample, because that's what the mineral base is on. It's hair mineral analysis. And so it takes a good month for me to receive a hair sample and then create a personalized program that automatically displaces toxins and heavy metals in order to elevate your immune system so that you can get through life with ease and grace. But this is something that I did in the meantime. I created the immunity pack. It's a support system. It's just four basic supplements with the instructions of how to and how much. so that there's no guesswork. A lot of us are, I noticed, I saw that at the grocery stores when I could get in, that the vitamins were picked apart, and don't be left with what's been left over. You know, the early bird gets the worm, but only from what's left over from those who were earlier, and that's where we are. So this is something that it's drop shipped to you. It's been, anyway, this is what I've done to come up with. I need to pivot and support people. And yes, you are one of them. And I thought, well, what better way to support my friends than to put together something that serves them? And that's what the support pack is.
But it is interesting. Everything you said is true. I mean, it's like you hear, I mean, again, just want to kind of give context here. You hear on the news, you should have this, you should have that, you should be taking this, and you listen to, I mean, I'm a total news junkie. So then you listen to another news channel, and it's like, you should have this, you should have that, oh, and you don't really need that. And you're just like, oh, my God. And then you go online or you go to the store and try to figure out what you need. And, you know, and again, I'm not a smarty pants on it. That's why there's folks like you. So, yeah, I've got it. And I have to say, it's like I feel better. It's like it's one of those things where I feel like I'm doing something to kind of, you know, ramp up the immune system better than what I was doing, you know. And, again, tell people how they can reach you if they have more questions about you, the Elevate Institute, what you do. How would you like people to reach you, Miss Smarty Pants, on all things health and wellness?
Well, what I did
that should be your new title.
That should be my new smart. Rather than the healer's healer, I am now the new smarty pants. I used to be called the insufferable know-it-all by my peers. So here you go. So the idea, if you go to theelevateinstitute.com, and then don't forget the, so T-H-E, elevateinstitute.com, click on shop, you're going to see the very first item is the support immunity pack. And I'm dyslexic, so I'm sure I got that backwards. Let's see, immunity support pack. That's what it's called.
There you go.
And,
as long as
you
know.
And if you, as long as I know, well, you're going to see it. It's the first thing on there. It's four basic supplements, and it says immunity pack. And there's a Corona special. You get free shipping. So along with it, you get a 20-minute consultation with me. I don't charge for that. That's not extra, okay? So you get that and free shipping all for the same price. And that's the best way to get a hold of me and have that conversation about what can I do to support my immune system, not just during this crisis, but long term, so that I could stay off of medications, correct the imbalances that are causing things like, and for a lot of people, hypothyroidism that goes into infertility and all kinds of problems, both for men and women. It's not just women-based, but it affects the whole body.
I love it. I love it. I'm going to, you know, we only got like a minute left. I just would love for you to maybe share just based on, again, where we're at as a society, what's going on globally, like what would be just the two top things you would have anybody that's listening, you know, really do to focus in on their health and wellness right now, you know, in the next few weeks, days, or months?
Oh, gosh, there's a list, but I would say first and foremost, guard what goes between your ears
that's a good one.
Attunement. Yeah, really, really, really take care as to what you allow to come into your experience and guard it well, because your peace of mind is going to be the thing that gets you through all of this.
I love that. How about one more?
There's a difference between sleep and rest. Get them both. Sleep and rest.
Ooh, tell us the difference. I'm like, okay, I get it, but like what would you, how would you, tell me. I'm like, I've never heard that before.
Oh, yeah. So sleeping, of course, is go to bed at night, lay your head down, go to sleep unconsciously, you're out, right? You wake up in the morning, and whether that's 6 hours or 8 hours, do your best to get as much as you can, especially right now when we're all at home. In the daytime, rest between your to-dos. And even if you find yourself streaming unconsciously one show after another, take a break from that. Your sensibilities need it, and you always need to, of course, empty the tank and then refill it. So get your water, drink plenty, and listen to your body's cues and get some exercise. So that rest is at least 5, if not 10 minutes of rest in between whatever activity you choose to do during this time. And that's something you can do all the time.
I'm telling you, this is like woo, mind blow. Because literally I've heard people talk about sleep, and I've heard people talk about rest, but never together which I was like, ooh, it's totally different. So thank you for that. And I can't believe we're out of time, but I know what's going on. I'm hoping we don't need to keep having these conversations, but I'm having a sense that this is bigger than any of us ever thought it would be. So be well, be safe. Eva, thank you for being our leading lady and our smarty pants guru on health and wellness, which I hope you live that title proudly because it's amazing. To all of our listeners, I just want to say thank you. You know, these are really uncertain, crazy times. I'm at a loss of even what to say anymore. This is just nothing any of us have experienced before other than they've had on TV and movies, and now it's reality. But to those of you that do listen, it's like we love your loyalty. You know, we're here every Monday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific time and Fridays at 2 p.m. And, you know, we are an international show, so not just to those that are in the USA. Be well in the USA, but be well globally and in the other countries that hear us. And we will be back again for another Women Lead Radio show. And for now, there's only two words that I have to leave us with, and that is, be well, and thank you for listening.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused, business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.